Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree?
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast.
Woohoo!
I am the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I am J-Clone71.
And one of us only tells truth. And one of us has been drinking vodka since 2.
Ain't that the truth?
Ba-dunch. No, I'm fine. It's just incredibly hot outside.
It's a boiler today.
Like watching the rain, like rain form 10 feet above your head because it's literally so humid. No water can.
It's quite magical.
Go up into the sky. No, it's just one of those things. We have a little promotional thing we're going to do for you. And just some general conference update and stuff like that. Do you want to start?
You start. I don't know what we're starting with.
Joel's thing.
Well, okay. That's
well, so Joel Thomas, everybody.
Friend of the show.
I mean,
friend of.
Good, extremely good friend outside of the show and stuff like that.
Frequent guest of the show.
Fan favorite. We love Joel. Don't have to agree with him on everything, but he's an amazing speaker. He is very, very knowledgeable. He knows, you know, he knows his stuff really, really well. He's got a special announcement. Which is?
Joel is dropping his brand new podcast, Free the Rabbits.
Holy moly.
I seen you eyeballing. I was like, what is he doing?
I'm just trying to figure it. Because the little words are so tiny.
How deep down the rabbit hole have you gone? Do you currently reside there? If so, it's time to touch grass and get your tail out of the hole.
So what's it called?
Tail out the hole.
Free the Rabbits.
Free the Rabbits, yes.
Joel's new podcast.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a while since he's had a steady, since I've had a steady dose of Joel weekly, so.
Friday, June 21st is the first episode comes out. Make sure you check it out. Support Joel. Leave him 5-star reviews and all that fun stuff.
Yes.
I mean, Joel's been working on this since easily.
Last
winter, fall. Yeah. But talking about it, you know, he's putting heart and soul into this a lot, you know.
I'm excited.
Super excited for it.
I'm excited. I like the name.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and it's got an interesting, like, concept and stuff like that. We were going to do this with Joel. It just schedules didn't work out. I don't sleep anymore. I have twin girls and a 1-year-old kid. And Jay's trying to, like, I don't know what you're trying to do.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
You've had a lot of family stuff happen recently and stuff like that.
Just recently, yeah.
And Joel's obviously doing this podcast. We're busy. He's doing some film stuff.
We're busy professional podcasters.
We are.
What do you expect?
Oh, gosh.
Trying to...
Cocktail hour.
Change the world.
There's so much vodka in this drink.
One episode at a time, we make the world...
Sorry.
A little bit better. That's the goal here. Yeah.
So, no, please support Joel. Podcast is going to be great. I know he's recorded several episodes yet. He's going to wait a little bit before he starts doing guests, but I think we're going to... I think there's talks of us being on Into the... Or is it Free the Rabbits?
Yes.
I'm a little tipsy. So, yeah. No, please, please check out Joel's new show. There's a preview episode available. If you go on that right now, there'll be a link in the description here below, which is Tony and him did a show together on the Confessionals podcast that kind of previews the format and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then it's also available on the feed, so you can follow the feed and stuff. Just see how many 5-star reviews we can get him before it even launches. That'd be awesome.
That would be pretty sweet. He's got one from me.
He's got one from me. But yeah, any other news?
We've got little Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree updates, I guess.
Yeah, let's do some Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree stuff. I'm just kind of using this as an update thing.
Have we announced all of our speakers and everything?
Yeah, why don't you go through them?
Okay, we've got your favorites, truly favorites, Crypts of the Corn podcast.
Yes, the best ones.
Or speakers.
That's a lie.
What?
The best ones.
No, we're not the best ones. We're just the most...
it's our show. We gotta speak.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm just.
It would be easier. I'm hyping us up if we didn't speak.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be a lot easier, but we got to.
No, we have to. We enjoy it. Right. I enjoy it thoroughly.
You enjoy it. That's for sure. You enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So it's us, Crypts of the Corn. We've got Joel Thomas, just as mentioned.
Yep. And his kind of talk is going to be more centered around, like, because he does these expeditions for Bigfoot, Dogman, so on. Kind of centered around that, going out into these situations, letting stuff happen to you. They have a really unique style when they go out and do these documentaries of letting the stuff kind of unfold around them.
Yeah.
And they've got some really unique data they've collected from these events. So that's kind of what his talk is going to be about.
And then we got, let's see here. Let's go with, I don't want to do B yet. Let's just do B Mills. I know.
B Mills, the hardest working woman in Sasquatch.
Yep.
The Method to the Madness, I may have had her book title like backwards. It's either Madness to the Method or Method to the Madness. I always get it flipped.
Well, if one way you can find the right answer is if you come to Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
Buy a signed copy.
Absolutely.
No, B is so, so knowledgeable in the field. BFRO investigator, been around doing this stuff for a while. Generally an amazing person, and she also runs the biggest Bigfoot conference in the world. Which we're speaking at.
Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival.
Yeah. So
first weekend, Friday, Saturday.
Yes.
Of August.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
In Hocking Hills, Ohio.
Yep.
Logan. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing some more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she's decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Grace loves it. She just gobbles it up. Go check out Badlands Ranch. You can get there at badlandsranch.com/corncrew and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/corncrew today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, okay, next.
Okay, we said us, Joel, B. We've got John Hickenbottom.
Love John. Love John to death. Best mustache in the state. He won the he's won the award several times.
Well, why don't you tell him what John, who John is, what he does?
He's got the best mustache in the state.
Okay, there you go.
No, no, John Hickenbottom's a state naturalist for the Salt Fork State Park. He started getting all the Bigfoot fun like reports sent to him. He's got a lot of knowledge about Salt Fork, the area, which is probably Salt Fork and Hocking are two hot spots for Bigfoot in Ohio, both locations. What I'll say, Hocking has more places to go and maybe encounter a Sasquatch. Salt Fork is a smaller park, but has a lot of sightings as well.
Right. Yeah.
Those are probably what I would suggest if you were like Justin Jay, I get one weekend, where should I go to try to see a Bigfoot? That on this side of the country, that's what I would suggest.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally your best chance. Salt Fork, just drive around because that's where a lot of the sightings are, Bigfoot running in front of the car, right behind the car. Don't forget to keep looking out behind because a lot of times they'll wait for you right to pass
and then
cross the road.
Yeah.
And tons of those sightings have occurred. But also the trails and stuff like that. So John's going to talk about all kinds of stuff with Salt Fork, his Bigfoot research and stuff like that. He's a state naturalist that gets funneled all the Bigfoot reports.
Right, yeah. And last but not least, close friend.
Oh, okay.
Hat wearer, Jake Dressel. Jake Dressel.
Dressel.
Yes. Jake is a local researcher.
It hurt me physically.
He's from the Dayton area. He is an eyewitness to his own cryptid. Whether or not we're going to call it Bigfoot or not,
yeah,
I'm going to reserve judgment there.
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked about it. He may tell you at the after party at the event, if you're lucky, this encounter. Because it's very unique.
You don't think he'll share it during the...
We may share it. I'm not going to tell. Like, he's going to speak whatever he wants about. But kind of, we talked to him about doing, like, the intro guide to researching Bigfoot in Ohio kind of deal.
Mm.
You know, he's done tons of his own research, tons of his own... Like, he's got tons of Bigfoot activity down there.
Right,
he's taken stories in of and reports of. But, yeah, his encounter was either... It's hard, right? It's a juvenile Bigfoot, maybe.
Right, or something else.
Or something else.
Yeah.
Like Pukwudgie-esque, or, you know, very unique encounters.
Yeah.
But he went on a long time ago, and this is crazy to me, the connection I have with Jake, by 7 years ago or whatever it was. It's crazy now to me. I listened to Into the Fray podcast with Shannon LeGros. Love Shannon. We both, you know, Shannon's great.
We both
know Shannon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so love Shannon.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
A long time ago, it was one of my favorite shows. I listened and I heard Jake on there telling his encounter with Leah. And I'm like, that's crazy. Fast forward to now and
we've met him.
We know him. Like, we know him good. Like, he's went to you to conferences.
He traveled to North Carolina with me.
He's helped us out dramatically with stuff, you know.
Absolutely, that's an understatement.
No, so yeah. So it's just crazy to me. So Jake's very, very knowledgeable. Him and his wife do a lot of their own research together.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's our five speakers.
So this first year we're doing it, it's really focused on Ohio Bigfoot. All five are Ohio Bigfoot people.
That's right.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. They all live in Ohio.
Yeah.
They all are Ohio Bigfoot expertise. Ohio is it's whatever list you want to look at. It's the third most Bigfooty state in the country.
It's the heart of the country.
But it has, in my opinion, probably the most culture with Bigfoot.
Probably. It, between us and, probably Washington or Oregon.
It's hard because they don't have as many people.
Yeah.
Our big city has as many people as their entire state.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, it's hard to...
Mostly.
Oh, yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We have a lot more people, but a lot more people enjoyed the Bigfoot stuff here too. Whether you want to take it as a more lighthearted thing, which it's completely fine, or more serious, you know, academic level. But yeah,
funny you say that though. Just this past weekend, up at the local inn, my friend that works there, she was saying that someone pulled into the inn parking lot, and she was right behind them, and they had a bumper sticker on the back of their car, and it's had a Bigfoot riding a bicycle. So they get out, and she gets out, and she stopped them, and she just goes, "Hey, I seen your bumper sticker on the back. Are you into Bigfoot?" And the guy was like, And then she's like, "Cuz." And then she promoted it. This October, there's going to be the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree. You know what his response? And she told him all about it. You know what his response was?
Already got tickets.
No. I just kind of like bikes.
Not the Bigfoot.
The Bigfoot. He got it for the bike.
Yeah.
How funny is that?
No, yeah.
Like, and she's like, "Oh, okay, bye."
Still come to the conference.
Yeah, yeah.
Over a third of the tickets are sold.
Nice. All right. Still got
4 months, 3 months.
Woo!
So it's going quick. I know Australians have bought tickets.
That's
Oklahomans
insane.
Have bought tickets. The longest drive, I still think, is the Oklahomans.
I feel like the Australia drive would be longer.
Not drive.
And I'm joking.
Flight.
I could drive under the ocean.
Because I think they're flying into Columbus, so that's still only an hour and a quarter drive.
I mean, all you got to do is you start in the bush in the middle of Australia. You hit the gas, and by the time you hit the water, you'll skip over the whole Pacific Ocean.
Jokeson?
Jokeson, and yeah, I can't talk. I'm tired.
It's been a long day. We recorded a lot today. But yeah, super excited for all this. Our vendor spots are almost
full.
Okay. It's pretty close, you know. We're trying to not do too many repeat things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, so if you, but we still have some spots open. So if you're interested, you can go to the CryptoCorn.com, go to the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree tab and apply to be a vendor. Make sure you fill out what you're going to be selling, that piece of the form. That way, you know, we don't want to double up. We don't want to double up too much this first year.
The
we don't
same
know,
stuff, yeah.
You know, it's our first time doing something of this type.
Significance.
And we don't want anybody to not, you know, sell enough. We don't want any crap. We're trying to figure it out.
Right.
Next year. If we do 4,000 people show up to ADA, you know, we'll quadruple it.
Heck yeah.
Which I think there's already 1,000 people on the Facebook that said they're going.
Or interested.
Well, yeah, interested going, that kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
When we haven't promoted it at all yet.
Not at all yet.
Outside of our own little group.
Right, yeah. It's exciting. Exciting things coming this year. Free the rabbits.
Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
That's right.
I have been... The Great and Powerful Mystery.
I've been Jake Clone 71.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jake Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye! Bye.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust custom 5-in-1 spray paint lets you choose from 5 spray patterns with a twist of the dial. It protects indoor and outdoor metal and wood projects for long-lasting results and is available in more than 40 colors. Get started on your painting project at Menards, number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.